400,000 inhabitants of Sarawak, including the Malayan, Chinese, and Taikas, are enjoying their happy daily life with the warm protection of the Japanese military authorities. All the stores and shops in Kuching are now open for business, and sea war scenes are seen everywhere in the former capital of British Borneo. Several organizations have been established to develop food industry for the benefit of the inhabitants, while banking facilities have also been opened up by the Japanese authorities. In order to encourage deposits, 3% interest is being paid for fixed deposits, although the branch office of the Chartered Bank and two other Chinese banks formerly paid only 1%. 5% interest is payable on loans. Formerly, the Anglo-Chinese banks charged more than 10% interest. This is Radio Tokyo, and we continue with the news. From a Japanese base, a delayed dispatch revealed Sunday that a single Japanese naval plane shot down a Boeing 17-type flying fortress off New Guinea. On March the 23rd, Japanese naval air forces spotted five flying fortresses flying over the tropical sky in an attempt to raid Japanese fortified Gabau in the Bismarck Archipelago. Japanese flags last night planned to pounce upon the enemy planes. After a few exchange of fire, the enemy took to flight with the Japanese planes close on their tail. Has left the enemy near the coast at Kiriwina Island in New Guinea. A Japanese fighter knocked down one of the Boeing flying fortresses. In a Japanese war base, naval planes carry out surprise attacks upon Hawaii. A crack squadron of the Japanese Naval Air Force at midnight on March the 4th again carried out a surprise attack upon Pearl Harbor at Hawaii and rained tons of bombs on the naval arsenal there, where the workers were practically engaged in the reconstruction work of the United States Naval Base. General headquarters announcing its communique issued at 10:30 o'clock this morning, declaring that important buildings of the enemy arsenal were demolished. So the enemy frantically fired at the Japanese planes and the searchlights from the enemy positions were few. The Japanese raiders sustained no damage to communicate added. We read the news. Naval planes carry out the squadron of the Japanese Naval Air Force at midnight on March the 4th again carried out a surprise attack upon Pearl Harbor of Hawaii and rained tons of bombs on the naval arsenal there, where the workers were frantically engaged in the reconstruction work of the United States Naval Base. The Imperial Headquarters announced in its communique issued at 10:50 o'clock this morning, declaring that the important buildings of the enemy arsenal were demolished. Though the enemy frantically fired at the Japanese planes and the searchlights from the enemy positions were few, the Japanese raiders sustained no damage, the communique added. Now we'll continue with the rest of your news. An Asahi correspondent to the Japanese Army Forces in Java reported from a certain war front that the Japanese vanguards had swept into Karijati airfield on March the 1st, captured 50 to 60 enemy aircraft on the airfield, including the latest Spitfire, Buffalo, Hurricane fighters, which had been abandoned by the enemy. The report added that 5 to 6 other aircraft were found in the vicinity of an air school. True to the boast of Dutch East Indies officials that the aerodrome was the biggest and the best equipped in the entire Java, there was ample evidence that huge sums of money had been spent on the airfield, especially with regards to the construction of hangars and barracks for the officers. This is the Broadcasting Corporation of Japan, and we continue with your news. The swift change of the international situation taking place these days is certainly interesting to world historians. As a matter of fact, the areas involving Java and Sumatra, which was called the defense wars of the Indian Ocean, have now turned to the defense wars of the East Asiatic Cooperative Sphere, despite the dire necessity of defending them, so loudly stressed by the American military commentator Major George Fielding Elliott and others. With the fall of Surabaya now imminent, following the collapse of Batavia, the Japanese campaign of the whole island of Java is about to be completed. Needless to say, with the completion of this particular campaign, vast areas covering more than 730,000 square miles, which are larger than three American Pacific states of Washington, Oregon, and California, will become a Japanese asset militarily and economically. In these circumstances, it is a small wonder that the Washington government is now being severely criticized by the people of the Dutch East Indies. The Talking Hawk, the Tuesday Oregon paper Friday, bitterly denounced the United States for her failure to dispatch reinforcements to East Asia, according to a UP report from Chongqing. General MacArthur is fighting a hopeless battle against the Japanese in Bataan Peninsula. Now, for the past 3 months, we have been anxiously waiting for the arrival in East Asia of United States reinforcements, but not a single American soldier has ever made his appearance, the newspaper pointed out, and continued. On the other hand, the United States are sending troops to England, where there is no such necessity. The whole Dutch East Indies now is on the verge of total collapse, and Australia also is exposed to a grave danger by the Japanese. Yet there has been no sign of the arrival of American soldiers in these areas. Thus concluded the Tarkung Pao. With the progress of the Greater East Asia War and also of the European War, the once proud British Empire is rapidly falling into the deathbed. Within a short lapse of only 4 months, Great Britain has already suffered an unparalleled defeat on land, sea, and air. And on top of this, she is barely maintaining resistance against the Axis forces in the Atlantic. Together with this, what is seriously menacing Britain is the constant lowering of her power to produce munitions. In the year of 1938, Britain launched on a program of building 7 battleships and 5 aircraft carriers, but 3 battleships have so far seen the light due to the acute shortage of materials caused by insufficient bottoms and a dearth of labor. This fact was pointed out by a member of the British House of Lords and has driven the British people into the abyss of despair, especially so as the British nation has been proud of their mighty navy. It is a noteworthy fact that Britain has already lost 5 battleships of the finest class, both in the Asiatic and European waters. Now with such a pitiable plight before their eyes, how can Britain hope to augment the production of arms? What amount of weight has the mere change of Secretary for Wartime Production by Churchill on a disastrous increase of ammunition? In a war front in Shantou, commencing the annihilation campaign at dawn Monday against 35,000 enemy troops under Vice Commander Sun of the 39th Army in western sector of Shantou Province, Japanese forces Thursday destroyed the enemy base of operations in Ha Cheng Lo, dealing heavy blows upon them. Japanese were conducting mopping up operation against enemy remnants in the neighborhood. The following war results were gained from Monday to Saturday. The enemy left 1,494 dead on the battlefield, while 444 troops were taken prisoner by the Japanese. Captured material includes 1,050 rifles and 48,392 rounds of ammunition.